Time now for Community Connection here on this Friday, September 23rd, brought to you by Jane Phillips Medical Center, Tulsa Bone and Joint, First Baptist Church of Bartlesville, and Tallgrass Motors. We have today Byron Berline from the Oklahoma Bluegrass Festival.
Complete orthopedic care with a collaborative approach. Tulsa Bone and Joint and Jane Phillips Medical Center have teamed up to deliver a proactive approach for the prevention, care, and treatment of all bone and joint injuries. Depend on our compassionate surgeons and medical staff for all your family's orthopedic needs. Call today for your appointment, 918-214-8232. Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
Spending a little time this morning on K1 with Byron Berline. You remember him and his band. They played OK Mozart for a few years, and they have been a hit band all around the area, all across the United States. And, of course, Byron have founded the Bluegrass Festival. Spending a little bit of time on the air this morning with Byron Berline. And, Byron, your festival is coming up in just a matter of days and weeks now, right?
It is, yeah. It's the 29th, 30th of September, and 1st of October.
And that's
We're anticipating a good turnout, and we hope everybody can make it, you know.
Well, absolutely. And people love hearing your music, and they will come because Byron's playing, and also because of the musical talent that you bring in, and you have brought talent in literally from all over the world in the past.
That's right. It's an international bluegrass festival, so we get groups from all over the world. This year is no exception. We have a Japanese bluegrass band. That's always amazes me to hear how great they play bluegrass music, you know, from Japan.
Sure.
And then we have Stephen M. Seagulls. A lot of people probably don't know that name, but they've probably seen him on YouTube. They're from Finland, and they have several million hits, 20-some million hits on their version of Thunderstruck.
Wow.
DC's Thunderstruck.
Yeah, I'm familiar with the song.
Anyway, they're going to be here Friday. And Calvin Borath, a great fiddler from Canada, is going to be with us, too. He's so those are international groups.
The
Turnpike Troubadours are going to be there on a special show on Friday evening.
Great. They've been there with you for, what, the last 2 or 3 years at least?
Well, they were here one other year.
Okay.
2 years ago.
Okay.
And they told me they grew up going to our festival here, and so they really look forward to playing our festival.
Well, it is a popular event, and I think it's interesting, you know, the group from Canada, I can see that's they hear bluegrass music enough, but I am always fascinated when you talk about the Japanese or the Scandinavians, that bluegrass music is not, it didn't grow up there. They're hearing,
right.
You know, they're hearing people like you and saying, "I like the sound of this. I want to see if I can play it."
That's right, and that's the reason I decided to do an international festival, because I traveled abroad many times, you know, to Europe and Japan and so forth, and always found some good bluegrass pickers there. And I thought, well, that'd be a great idea to have a festival, you know, in the United States, and to invite them over to participate and be able to meet the people that they've learned from. And so a lot of them have never been to the United States before, so it's a real big event for them.
Well, absolutely. And also, like you said, to meet the people that they grew up listening to, and also just to the one-on-one sharing that goes back and forth. Yeah, I know there are a lot of public performances, but somewhere along the line, you get to watch them, they get to watch you, and somewhere along the line, there is some learning that goes on.
That's right. Oh, yeah, we all learn from each other. That's true.
And I think musical... A musical interpretation of any work, and I don't care if you're talking from the longbrow classical to the brand new amplified rock piece that was just put out for the first time this week. There's some sharing, some innovation, and I like the way you interpret this particular piece of music better than the way I do it.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. So how do you get these folks? Some of them are coming in like the Japanese where they've been here before, but the international invitations, how do they go out and when do you connect?
Well, the internet is a wonderful tool.
Yeah.
And so that's how you learn about them. They contact you or you see them like on YouTube or wherever, and you say, boy, they'd be great to have. And so you get a hold of them, or they get in touch with you, or whatever, with me, in this case.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's, and a lot of these people that I know, we've got the Hot Club of Cowtown, never been here before. I've not seen them many times, and they are a Western swing jazz type trio.
They've been to OK Mozart a time or two, so our local listeners should be familiar with their music. And
right.
Yeah.
Well, if you're a classical person, you don't want to miss Rashad Eagleston.
Right.
He's a mate cello player, and he plays anywhere from bluegrass to classical music, to you name it. And he's a wonderful entertainer, and he straps on that cello and really he puts on a great show.
Well, and I think literally he does strap it on. The cello is an instrument that's made to play sitting down, but I don't think that's the way he does it.
Well, he puts it around his shoulder and I hot it up there and falls away on it. I tell you, he's amazing.
Yeah, and
it
is. That would be...
people that like folk music, too, you know, or old folk music and early country rock, the Bergen and Chan, they had a group years ago called We Five.
Yes. When I woke up this morning, you were on my mind.
That's it.
Yeah.
You got it. So you know. And so they're going to be here. There's some of your oldies and goodies, you know, so... It's just really looking forward to, and of course, the Red Dirt Rangers and Mountain Smoke and Bottom Review and Jim Blair and his hankering for bluegrass. And we'll even have a cowboy singer, Jim Garling, and a lot of young people playing bluegrass. And of course, we've got youth contests for the individual instruments, 18 and under, and then band contests also. And we have a youth stint where we cater to grade school kids, you know, they come in and we play them some music that fits them and also give them arts and crafts to work on. Just get them interested in the festivities.
And I find it interesting the spread of bluegrass music. I was over in Branson more or less a year ago. I actually went to see the Liverpool Legends, but the pre-show was students from a Missouri school, and I'm darn if I remember what school it was, but students from that school, and they were there for about 45 minutes to an hour as the pre-show entertainment, and most of what they were playing was bluegrass, and Byron, they were good.
Oh, great. I'm glad to hear that.
The young performers that pick this up for various reasons, a family band or an alternative to maybe what their classical teacher was teaching them on the same instrument, they pick it up, right. And all of a sudden you've got a brand new generation coming up.
There you go. That's what makes it go. So that's good.
Do you still do... I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say I'd like to mention our campground.
Yes, please do.
Campground is very important for a festival because people come and they bring their RVs or tents or motorhomes or whatever. And they can camp out there at the campground, which is right real close to the festival ground. And we have a campground stage because a lot of the campers love to play music themselves, so they'll have an outlet for their music. And so they have a stage on their own. And anyway, it's just a wonderful thing to go out there to the campground and you know, see them perform and having a great time out there. So
sure.
That campground opens Saturday, the 24th.
Okay.
September.
Sure. And Byron, as far as we've talked all the way around the festival, but we haven't actually said where it is. Now, the people that have been there before have a pretty good idea because they've been there before. But where is the festival? Right.
You know, it's just on 33 Highway. Just go as you cross, go out west of Guthrie, just as you cross the overpass, or the bridge that it goes over the railroad tracks, it is on your right-hand side there. It's called Cottonwood Flats.
And
it's just a five-minute walk from downtown Guthrie, actually.
I was going to say, I knew it was darn close to downtown if it wasn't.
Yeah.
And this is something that the entire community seems to, I'll say, open its arms and welcome folks from all over. Guthrie seems to be among the friendliest communities in the area because they get people coming in because of what you're doing there musically.
Right. Yeah. When
do we?
It's all worthwhile.
Is the Byron Berline Band going to be performing somewhere along the lineup too?
Every day. Every day. We have a slot every day. So, anyway.
Well, and
so, and Thursday's a opening day where we have a lot of Oklahoma groups come in and play. And so it's a, you know, a lot, you feature a lot of the younger players. So it's a important day, you know, to start everything off and get things kicked off right. And all the international groups will be in on Friday and Saturday.
So, yeah, this sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun, and it's something that, you know, Guthrie is certainly not a bad drive from Bartlesville. People can go over for the day, or particularly if they choose to use the campground, or I'm sure there are some local hotels and motels that would welcome them in as well. Spend the weekend.
That's right, yeah. And you can always go to our website, oibf.com.
And tickets are available. Are they available online, or can they buy
online,
them?
Okay.
Uh-huh. They can buy them at the gate, too, I would imagine, but why not
sure.
buy them online and have your ticket before you leave town?
There you go.
Yeah, Byron, just as somebody who has taught music for a long time and certainly performed, if mom and dad are starting a youngster off on a new instrument, and this is the kind of time of the year typically when students start choosing instruments, how would you steer someone towards maybe choosing a bluegrass instrument, or in the case of that cello, something that could be used as a bluegrass instrument?
Right. Well, best thing to do is maybe take them to a festival like this and let them see all the instruments being played. And they'll even see some instruments being played by the kids their own age, probably, and say, boy, I'd like to do that. That's how it usually works. And if you're not exposed to it at home, you're like, in my case, my dad played fiddle, so I had an in-house teacher. But if you don't, just go and be part of, just go observe and say, oh, boy, I'd like to play that, or I'd like to try that. You know, that's the way kids are. And you never know. They might become a great player.
Absolutely. And even if you never become Byron Berline great, you're going to have a lot of fun along the way. And it's a skill that you can carry throughout your lifetime.
Right on. Yeah, that's true. And it's music is a wonderful thing, and it's something like you can do for the rest of your life, you know?
Absolutely. I'm sure it's not on the program, and maybe after the official festival is closed down, are there some late-night jam sessions that the groups kind of disassemble and reassemble with somebody else?
All the time, especially in the campground, yeah. It's what's great. They have the campground stage there. I think I mentioned that. But also, just every camp, you know, might have their own folks that gather around, and anybody's welcome to walk in on the jams and just say, can I play with you guys? And usually they'll say, yeah, come on in and tune up and get with it.
Sound like a wonderful experience, and something that anybody who plays or would like to play would certainly enjoy it. What's been going on just for a moment with the Berline Band? I know that the festival is certainly not the only thing you do. Where can we catch up with you guys over, let's say, the rest of the year?
Yeah. Well, of course, in Guthrie here, I have my own music hall.
Right.
And we play every other weekend up here. And then, of course, we travel here and there, too, you know. I mean, around But mainly that's what we focus on here all year round, right here in Guthrie at the Double Stock Fiddle Shop and Music Hall.
Sound like
I have a fiddle shop here in Guthrie, and that's for sale all string instruments. So it keeps me pretty busy.
Well, yeah.
And I have a new CD, double CD called Flying Fingers, and it's been played on Sirius Radio now, the bluegrass station there. So that's nice.
It is. Well, we'll listen for that. If you have the Sirius or Sirius XM in your vehicle, or maybe at home, why find that channel, and who knows, you're gonna hear a sound you already know.
Yeah, see, I don't know what bluegrass is. If you got Sirius Radio, go to channel 62 on Sirius Radio, and you can hear all the bluegrass you want to 24/7.
Okay, and if you don't have it, then I guess the next best thing is head your car towards Guthrie, set it on the GPS, or pull out an old-fashioned map, and just enjoy the heck out of it this weekend as you go listen to the Bluegrass International Festival hosted by Byron Berline and the Berline Band. Tickets are available. One more time, I want to get that website out so that people can buy their tickets online.
Yeah, oibf.com.
Sound like a wonderful deal.
Oklahoma International Bluegrass Festival.
Byron, I would love to see you face-to-face. I hope sometime that you make it back over here, and I'll try to talk my wife into headed your direction next time we have a free weekend.
Great.
Okay?
Thanks so much.
Thank you very much. Spending a little bit of time this morning on K1 with Byron Berline, and you are invited this coming weekend to the International Bluegrass Festival. Get your tickets online. More on the way on 1400 K1.
Summertime's over and change is in the air. Slide into autumn at Cherokee Casino with some cash in your pocket during our $20,000 Fall into Cash drawings. On Thursday, September 29th, you could win one of five drawings for $1,000 at 9 p.m., a drawing for $5,000 at 9:30 p.m., or the